Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله we were listening to the recitation of Surah Yusuf and Surah Yusuf is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself best describes أحسن القصص it is the best of stories and the most beautiful and remarkable of stories And it's very fascinating of an example within the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents the story pretty much from start to finish in its entirety, in one narrative, in one place within the Quran. And there are so many lessons that can be taken from Surah Yusuf. So many profound lessons. In fact, just the other day, a colleague and a friend, someone that I know, recently finished his PhD and he wrote his thesis simply on the lessons and the tarbiyah that can be taken just from Surah Yusuf in the Quran. And it's a PhD thesis that he wrote that's over 300 pages long in classical Arabic. So Surah Yusuf is a remarkable study. So obviously I'm not going to try to attempt to present a summary of the entirety of the surah, but what I would like to do is highlight one lesson. There's a very profound lesson in the early part of Surah Yusuf. And I wanted to preface it by talking about the idea and then I'll present the event from the life of Yusuf alayhi salam as the Quran tells it. The idea that Allah presents in Surah Yusuf in this one incident is the understanding of a long-term mentality. Understanding the difference between one's short-term pleasure or enjoyment versus someone's long-term well-being. And this is further translated into spiritual terms when we translate it as the dunya versus akhirah. The here and the now, the life of this world, versus the eternity of the life of the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents it to us very succinctly, as only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can, perfectly. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rather you keep on giving precedence and preference to the life of this world. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى When in reality, the life of the hereafter is much better of an investment and it is much, much more longer lasting. It's eternal. So this is a mindset that we have to constantly struggle with. And this mindset is informed by the lens through which we look at life. If you look at life primarily through the lens of materialistic gain, your desires, nafs hawa, your desires, your ambitions, then you will always prefer that which is immediately in front of you. But if you learn to look at the world and your life through the lens of faith, Iman, spirituality, your belief in God, your belief in Allah, your convictions and your faith, then you'll be able to see further down the road. That if I take this here and now, I'm crippling myself from reaching my ultimate destination and goal. And that's what the objective of the month of Ramadan is. We starve the body, we deprive ourselves of our most basic essential desires, food and water, intimacy with one's companion and spouse. We deprive ourselves of that. We restrict ourselves to weaken the beast, the nafs, the desires. And then we pray and we read the Quran and we listen to the Quran to nourish the soul, to build our faith and our iman. So that lens becomes clear so that we can see further down the road. Now hopefully everyone understands exactly the idea that I'm talking about. What's immediately in front of you, some immediate pleasure or enjoyment, versus your long-term, not just well-being, but your long-term success. Now let's look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. One particular moment from his story. Yusuf alayhi salam, as a hadith, the authentic narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells us, he was remarkably handsome. He was breathtaking to look at. He was a sight to behold. Even when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on the journey of al-Isra wal Mi'raj, and he ascended above the heavens on that beautiful, fateful night, and he met Yusuf alayhi salam in the heavens, even during that journey, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could not help but comment on how striking and handsome Yusuf alayhi salam was. And so this was a particular test and a trial, what we call in the Arabic language a fitna for Yusuf alayhi salam. The fact that he attracted a lot of unwanted attention towards himself. Unintentionally, he would just draw that attention in because of how striking and captivating and handsome he was. And so that challenge presented itself in a predicament where he was taken in and he was raised in someone's home. Aziz Misr, the minister of Egypt. And he was raised in his home. And the minister's wife became infatuated with Yusuf alayhi salam. And she tried to seduce him and draw him into sin. And he resisted the temptation. He said, Ma'ad Allah, I take refuge with God. I shall not do this. And he refused her. Down the road, this became a rumor. So eventually, the wife of this minister decided to hatch an entire plan to try to trap Yusuf alayhi salam and also preserve some of her reputation. So she gathered all these elite women together, the women of the elite class at that time in Egypt. She gathered them all together and she had Yusuf alayhi salam paraded out in front of them forcefully. When the women saw him, they realized exactly why the wife of the minister was so obsessed with him. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْهُنَّ سِكِّينًا وَقَالَتْ اخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيَهُنَّ وَقُلْنَ حَاشَ لِلَّهِ مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا. They were shocked and amazed and they said, this man is unlike anything we've ever seen. And so then they eventually told him, فَإِلَّمْ, that if you do not do مَا أَمْرُهُ لَيُشْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ, you will now reciprocate her advances towards you. And if you are not willing to reciprocate, engage in the sin of fornication, adultery that she is calling you to, if you are not willing to engage in that sin, then we will jail you. We will send you to jail. That's a very significant loss in one's life. You're going to be imprisoned wrongfully, unlawfully. You're going to be oppressed. Your freedom is going to be taken away from you. You're going to be thrown behind bars. They're going to throw the key away. Now think about that. This is a very severe loss that he's looking at in front of him. But he's a prophet of God, teaching us all a lesson. And God presents it in the Quran so that we can remember that lesson. That Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was facing that moment of loss in this life, what did he say? رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِ إِلَيَّ. Lord Almighty, O Allah, prison is far more beloved, preferred. Prison is way more acceptable to me than what these people are calling me towards. Because by going to prison wrongfully and lawfully, even if it be for the rest of my life, I lose something here. But I have intact in the eternal life of the hereafter everything that I need there. That'll be okay. I might lose something here, but that'll be okay. But if I give in to this right now to save a little bit of what I have in this world, I might destroy myself for all of eternity. And I will take the eternal life of the hereafter over anything in this life and in this world. And so I come back to where I started. This is what we're here. Ramadan is a course on us learning, exercising that faith, that muscle, that spiritual muscle, exercising it, and learning to believe again, and learning to act like believers once again, where we will always prefer the eternal over the temporary. We will take the akhirah over this dunya, and we will choose Allah over everything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to become people of yaqeen and conviction. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to never compromise our akhirah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time protect us in this dunya as well. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.